From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 84 dead in Nice. A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice, France, on Thursday night at a celebration of Bastille Day, France's independence holiday. France's president said some 50 people are critically injured, many of them children, and many foreigners and police officers are also believed to be among the dead. The attacker has been identified by French police as 31-year-old Mohamed Lahouyej Boulel, a French-Tunisian who once lived in Nice. Reports say security services did not suspect him of links to terrorist or extremist groups, although he had been known to police for drug and criminal offenses. No group has claimed responsibility, although the attack was celebrated online by Islamic State supporters. Officers later found the truck had been carrying explosives, grenades, and other weapons. Video from the scene shows the truck stopped with bodies behind it, police shooting at the cab. Through a translator, French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence, and it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.
Hollande said that France's state of emergency set to end later this month will be extended another 3 months. This is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who's in Moscow.
And nowhere is there a greater hotbed or incubator for these terrorists than in Syria.
This is VOA News. In the United States, the Republican Party's Convention Rules Committee struck down a proposal on Thursday that would have allowed delegates at next week's convention to vote for someone other than the candidates who won the state primaries and caucuses. Analysts say this has effectively quashed the so-called Never Trump movement's efforts to prevent Donald Trump from becoming the Republican presidential nominee. A former head of Afghanistan's intelligence agency has leaked documents that he claims show Pakistan's link to groups that carry out attacks inside of Afghanistan. Rahmatullah Nabil, who resigned last December after strongly criticizing President Ashraf Ghani's overtures toward Pakistan, said he leaked the documents because he wanted the public to be aware of the situation. Now, VOA cannot independently verify the authenticity of the documents. One of them is a letter allegedly sent from the headquarters of Pakistan's intelligence agency ordering payments to the militants or their families involved in an attack on Kabul's airport. President Ghani's administration has not commented on these allegations, and Pakistani officials refused to respond when contacted. The South Korean Defense Ministry decision this week to deploy the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, otherwise known as THAAD, in the southeastern county of Songju has sparked public fear that the system could endanger the health and safety of people living nearby, especially from exposure to radiation from the system's powerful radar emissions. Protesters pelted South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-han with eggs and water bottles on Friday as he tried to allay the concerns of citizens living near the site where the THAAD missile defense system will be deployed. He said, with regards to the THAAD radar deployment, we will fully listen to your opinion and make sure safety is secured as a priority. He said this as he spoke in front of the county hall on Friday. The Philippine Solicitor General says the government will fight for the country's landmark victory in arbitration to be upheld when it talks to China about their disputes in the South China Sea. Solicitor General Jose Calida disclosed the Philippine position on Friday. The position runs against that of China, which ignored the ruling and opposes use of the decision as basis for any negotiations. President Barack Obama says the country is expecting too much from police, including answering society's problems. He made the comments Thursday night at a town hall meeting in Washington to discuss the recent spate of racial tensions and police violence. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's been criticized for harsh comments following the protests in which 5 police officers were killed, stood up and challenged the president to more strongly support police. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.